We say cheery salutations to Sarah Nealon, KZN Festival Coordinator at Red Frogs. Now, Splashy is just around the corner. Be still, my beating heart. I'm so excitable. It's happening this weekend. Now, there's an organization, you may or may not have heard of it before, but without them, Splashy wouldn't be the friendliest festival in South Africa. And I'm talking about the Red Frogs. Now, these are a bunch of incredible people who will look after you at Splashy. Maybe perhaps you've lost your mates or you've overindulged. Or you just can't find your phone. These are the guys that will help you out and give you some water if you need and just help you sort your life out, really. Welcome to East Coast Radio.
Thank you so much, Jane.
So where did the name Red Frogs come from?
So Red Frogs actually originate from Australia. There were these little red frog sweets that people used to give out at their matric reg called schoolies. And when it came across to South Africa, we had Cartoon Candy very kindly sponsor us Red Frog sweets as well, so we could continue that Red Frogs brand.
I love it. And they're very tasty. I've only ever heard such wonderful things about the Red Frogs. And my first thought was, oh! Where were the Red Frogs when I was growing up? So, I mean, how did you guys come about and who and what do you do?
So we started in 2005 giving lifts to people who were going to Matric Rage in Ballito, and it's kind of evolved into a nonprofit organization that is at different festivals and Rage and things like University Jaws, where we go and we are there to be a positive presence in this party culture. We're there to safeguard the generations, and we are a volunteer-based organization.
I love it. You must be a parent's best friend. Yes. I mean, you really are the eyes when the parents are not supposed
yes,
to be there.
They do love us.
So, I mean, your job description, it's pretty wide, I assume.
Yes, it is quite wide. We're really lucky that we are a referral-based organization and we work alongside amazing paramedics and amazing organizers, especially for Splashy, and amazing security people. So we are kind of the eyes and ears for these people, just to fill in the gaps where maybe there isn't a specific job description.
So, I mean, if somebody has had too much to drink, you'll help them.
Yes.
If they can't find their tent, you'll help them.
We will be glad to help them, yes.
Is it true? I heard the story. I don't know if it's an urban legend that Red Frogs have been known to go home and make people brownies and flapjacks for breakfast.
At Rage, definitely we go and we make pancakes for people.
What?
At Splashy, we make pancakes in our marquee in the mornings and in the evenings, and people are welcome to come and get them as they need them.
Do you do personal house visits? Can I hire you for the weekend?
Yeah, we can definitely come in and give to your team, sure.
So tell me, what is your setup at Splashy going
to
be like?
So we have a marquee which is next to the paramedics tent where we will have a chill out zone and a hydration station where we have water sponsored to us by Thirsty Water, which we're so grateful for. And out of this, we make our pancakes and give out water, and we have volunteers to chill out with, and we have a table tennis table, which is super cool. And then we kind of roam around the festival and are where we need to be at different times during the day. We are down by the EDM tent or up at the top by the river stage. We're around all the time.
Amazing. What's the craziest experience you've ever had at a festival? I mean, I suppose that's like, how long is a piece of string?
Yeah. So we are so lucky that we work with amazing people at Splashy, and we can't really say that we have crazy experiences. We have so many fun experiences. The festival goes awesome, and we have an amazing group of volunteers. So I think our experiences are mostly fun.
Do you guys just do Splashy or do you do other festivals?
So we're based at lots of festivals around South Africa. We're at Red Rocking the Daisies, Orpi Corpi, Splashy, Lush, which is happening at the same time as Splashy, and then an underage party which happens here in Umhlanga called Party in the Park, and sometimes at Fun in the Sun.
How are people going to know that it's you, Splashy?
So we're really lucky again to be sponsored by Jam, who have given us these awesome black shirts which have a red frog on them and it says Red Frog Support Network on it, and then again with our black jerseys that have a red frog. And we have name tags that have our name and Red Frogs.
Okay. And how many of your volunteers are you bringing with you to Splashy this year?
So it's incredible. We have been blessed with 55 volunteers this
Amazing.
Year, which is just incredible. Yeah, we're so, so excited.
If someone wants to volunteer, how do they get involved?
So our volunteer signups are currently closed for Splashy. Our volunteers have raised their money to come and volunteer with us. But for things like Rage, people are welcome to go and visit our website and check out our signup page there. Yes.
Okay, so you can go and check out the Red Frogs by visiting their website, za.redfrogs.com. Sarah, thank you for coming through today.
Thank you
for the work that you do.
It's such a pleasure. We really love what we do. We meet the most amazing people, and yeah, we would trade anything to do this over the Easter weekend.
Yay, well, I will look so forward to seeing you there. If you want to get your last minute Splashy tickets online, head along to splashyfan.co.za. See you there.